Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Prayer Closet, right here on your Protestant radio station of Studio A, the Celtic Cross Radio Network. I'm your host, the Patriarch of the Ministry, Andrew Patrick. Today we are going to be doing our version of the Belraden Celtic Rosary. I say our version because we changed from the Hail Mary that we do tomorrow night with this same prayer, to one that is appropriate for our brothers and sisters of the Protestant faith. And we say Protestant, we're not talking just the Protestant church. We're talking about all Protestant denominations, be whatever denomination you are affiliated with, that you will learn it with us. You can follow along on our website at www.CelticCrossMinistry.com. In the tab bars at the top, scroll over till you see prayers. When the drop-down menu comes, it'll be the fourth one down. So you can always read along with us and pray this beautiful, beautiful rosary, or prayer beads in this case, because it is only three decades. It's not like a standard Catholic rosary. So another reason to get involved with this prayer. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in our prayer requests, we do have some health issues within the ministry I'd like us to pray for. Cardinal Paul Roberts over in Britain had suffered a severe stroke and affecting his speech We ask your prayers that he, through his therapy, regains his speech and is able to participate in the ministry once again. We miss him. Also, lift up our brother, Suffragan Bishop Ian Gaylard. He is also dealing with a number of health issues, and I hope Brother Ian doesn't mind me saying this, but he needs to have both hips replaced, spinal column fused, and he's dealing with cancer. So we need your prayers there. Also, for our canon, Jeffrey Chad Leach, he is also dealing with some severe health issues. I'm not going to go into what those are at this point, but it does affect his speech and his mobility, but he is devoutly serving the Lord God through this ministry. We also lift up our brothers and sisters in Christ, and on a good note on Brother Bob. He is home from the hospital and visited with me for about an hour last night, and he's in good spirits and feels a lot better. So we thank you for your prayers for him. We also lift up our prayers for Brother Arlen Gillespie, Brother AJ, who has moved to Michigan, and so he can be closer to his family, who his father and his stepmother are both dealing with health issues themselves. So we ask you to lift up them in your prayers, and lift up Brother AJ as he makes that transition of being back home after all of these many years. That's always challenging, as we know. Prayer also, our First Lieutenant Chaplain, Mark Mercier. He's also dealing with some health issues, and we ask that you keep him in your prayers, as well as our Abbess Bishop, Sherry Mercier. She is pushing herself, let's put it that way. She does a lot of volunteer work with the American Legion, and she is campaigning at this time to be the new state commander of the Legion for all of Arizona in this next cycle coming up. So we ask that you lift up her in your prayer. She is devoutly devoted to working with the veterans as well as the spiritual needs of the flock that she works with in Arizona. She's a wonderful and beautiful angel of God that tirelessly gives of herself and her talents and her abilities and her counsel. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome our newest bishops in Africa, Bishop Evans, and also Archbishop Eric. You can find out more of that information on them on our website in the About tab. And we just redid that page, so hopefully it makes it a lot easier and you can get to know our ministries around the world. So we ask that you lift all them up in prayer. With all of that said, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to pray for your special intentions. Please email us at info@CelticCrossMinistry.com. In the subject line, type in the name of this broadcast, My Prayer Closet. In the body of the message, put in your prayer request, and or we do birthday wishes. So send us a birthday wish. That's always nice to have people around the world praying for your loved ones. With all of that said, ladies and gentlemen, let us begin our Protestant version of the Del Raiden Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints and the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life of the world to come. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the name of the Father, who is the Father of light and the giver of all good gifts. Amen. In the name of the Son, who is our Redeemer and the source of our salvation. Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter and Guide. Amen. The Kyrie. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions, wash us thoroughly, and cleanse us from our sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, and you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Amen. The first decade, the Incarnation. When God saw that we were trivial, heaven opened graciously over our head. We beheld Christ, the Spirit of Truth. May he draw us in beneath the strength of his crown, strengthen our hope, enliven our joy, keep us valiant, faithful, and near as the light of our lanterns. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his grace, or of his fullness, we all have received grace from grace. For the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The angel Gabriel announced to the virgin, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At his birth, the angel of the Lord proclaimed, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day, in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet John proclaimed, Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. This is the Son of God. With sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Apostle Paul proclaimed, It pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord God said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Lord himself proclaimed, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The second decade, the teachings about us. We beseech the guarding of God with us, to possess us, and to protect us. May the gospel of Christ, King of salvation, be as a mantle to our bodies. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. With a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Let your yes be yes and your no, no. For whatever is more than these comes from evil. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. Give his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what measure you judge, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. love one another as I have loved you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and wine and said, "Take and eat, take and drink. For this is my body and my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The third decade, the Passion. May the cross of Christ be between us and all ill will, encompassing us in his might, and shielding us from every harm, from every spectre, from every evil. Amen. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is of my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Give a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. Then they struck him with a reed and spat on him. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him, and those who passed by blasphemed him. From the cross he spoke words of comfort and forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as John and Mary, his mother, stood at the foot of the cross, he said to his disciples, "Behold, your mother." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At the sixth hour, the sun was darkened, and he spoke, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It is finished." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Then Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with spices, and he was laid in a new tomb in the garden near the place where he was crucified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. As the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb, but the tomb was empty, and an angel of the Lord said, "Do not be afraid, he is not here, for he has risen as he said. Quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. It was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that the repentance and the remission of sins be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And two angels said to them, "Why do you stand gazing up into heaven? this same Jesus will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. I adore thee, O Christ, and I bless thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that ends tonight's Protestant prayer bead vigil. We hope that you have enjoyed our version of the Delrayden Celtic Rosary. If you'd like to hear it with the Hail Mary, you can tune in tomorrow in Studio B, the Catholic channel, right here on the Celtic Cross Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want to thank you so very much for your love, your prayers, and your support to this ministry. We're counting on you to continue to be faithful, to continue to learn and to love God and Christ, to help others along the way. Be the light on the table, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for all to see. We won't forget to give you thanks and praise to God our Father for your love and dedication and service to minister and bear good fruit for the kingdom of God. This is the Patriarch Cross Foundation of Ministry, Andrew Patrick, saying God bless. Thank you for joining us here in my prayer closet. Tune in next Tuesday at 6 p.m. and we'll pray again. Send us your prayer requests. Send it to info@CelticCrossMinistry.com. Again, in the subject line, put in my prayer closet. In the body of the message, your prayer, or your birthday intention, and the person it's intended to, we don't need to know their age. So, but please do sign it so that we know who it is that is passing these wishes on. God bless. Keep praying. Read your Bibles. And we'll talk to you again next week. Good night.